I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Proposed legislation in Atlanta could crack down on lobbying. The AJC reports two potential ordinances could require lobbyists to register with the city and urge city council to report violations of state lobbying law. Atlanta currently lacks its own lobbying code. These proposals come amidst debated legislation that could make it hard for private companies to boot vehicles. Council members said they've seen people lobby for booting companies without identifying themselves as lobbyists. The ordinances will be discussed at a council meeting on Friday. The city of Atlanta and a developer are negotiating a high-dollar incentive package for a project pitched as a possible second headquarters site for Amazon. The AJC obtained an undated document that outlines a proposed $900 million in public financing for a $3.5 billion development in the area of downtown between Phillips Arena and the Five Points MARTA station known as The Gulch. The project would include office towers, apartments, retail, and hotel space on a newly created grid of downtown streets. When completed and the debt repaid, the new development would generate tens of millions of dollars in tax revenue annually. The proposal is expected to go before the Atlanta City Council in September. Albany State University has a new president. The Board of Regents announced the appointment of Marion Federick this morning. Federick has been serving as Albany State's interim president since January of this year. She's also served as the school's interim executive vice president since October of last year. Before joining Albany State, Federick was vice chancellor for human resources at the University System of Georgia, overseeing administration of all system-wide human resources initiatives, employee benefit packages, and organizational and leadership development initiatives. Federick received both her bachelor's and master's degree from UGA and is a certified senior human resources professional. Well, a new study shows Georgia, and Augusta in particular, to have some of the worst food hardship rates in America. The report released by the nonprofit Food Research and Action Center defines food hardship as not being able to afford food for a family. The report points to family poverty and the amount of rural areas in Georgia without readily accessible grocery stores as a major contributor to the problem. While children are the most vulnerable, seniors are also impacted due to factors like limited income and the costs of medical care. Cancer advocates want Georgia lawmakers to enact policies to improve public health. The American Cancer Society released its How Do You Measure Up? State survey last week. It says only six states scored lower than Georgia. Andy Freeman is with the Society's Cancer Action Network. He says Georgia's biggest failings are in the areas of smoking and access to health care via Medicaid.
2.3 million Americans rely on Medicaid that have a history of cancer. You know, obviously by expanding it, it would find cancer earlier and treat it.
Freeman says they'd also like to see Georgia's cigarette taxes raised to the national average of $1.75 per pack. In sports, the Atlanta Braves are now solely in first place after beating the Miami Marlins in both games of yesterday's doubleheader. Meanwhile, 20-year-old rookie Ronald Acuna Jr. set a few baseball records in the process. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Acuna, who bats leadoff for the Braves, started both games with a home run, a feat that had only been done three other times in baseball history.
Randy Gonzalez had a rope hit to deep center on the first pitch. Can you believe it? My goodness.
Acuna also became the youngest player in the modern era, which began in 1920, to hit home runs in four straight games. Atlanta now sits atop the NL East standings, one game above the Philadelphia Phillies. The Braves and Marlins will play again tonight at 7:35. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.